News, I'm Ben Thomas. New York's mayor says a strong person of interest has been arrested in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO. Ed Donahue has details.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the arrest was made in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
The suspect was in a McDonald's and was recognized by an employee who then called local police.
The man arrested has been identified as 26-year-old Luigi Mangione.
Upon further investigation, officers recovered a firearm on his person as well as a suppressor, both consistent with the weapon used in the murder. They also recovered clothing, including a mask, consistent with those worn by our wanted individual.
Police also say they found writings in Pennsylvania suggesting the suspect had ill will toward corporate America. I'm Ed Donahue.
The suspect was arraigned and ordered held without bail in a brief court appearance in Pennsylvania. A UN official says Syrian government services have come to a complete halt as state workers stay home after a rebel overthrow of President Bashar Assad. The U.S. is assessing its dealings with the main rebel group.
The State Department says it's not actively reviewing the foreign terrorist organization designation, but it says such designations are constantly under review and that even while it's in place, the label does not bar U.S. officials from speaking with the group. A review could be initiated if Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, known as HTS, takes steps to reverse the reasons for its designation. Norman Hall, Washington.
In financial markets, oil and gold prices rose after the news of Assad's ouster. Meantime, Seth Sutel on the stock market today.
The S&P 500 fell 0.6%. The index is coming off its 57th all-time high so far this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 240 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 0.6%. NVIDIA was the heaviest weight on the market after China said it's probing the chip giant for potential antitrust violations. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. The site of the Carlisle Federal Indian Boarding School in Pennsylvania is now a national monument. Jackie Quinn has the story.
President Biden noting the abuse suffered by indigenous children who were forced into assimilation programs decades ago.
I don't want people forgetting 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now, pretend it didn't happen.
Has designated the Carlisle Federal Indian Boarding School as a national monument. More than 10,000 children passed through its doors before it closed in 1918. Nearly 200 died from illness. Others were subjected to beatings, forced hair cutting, and punishment for using their native languages.
Stolen from their families, their tribes, and their homelands. It was wrong.
President Biden says he's honoring Native American heritage by designating this seventh national monument under his administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.